Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Scott Perrin, who's president of Big Bob's Flooring Outlet. Scott, how you doing?
Good. Good morning.
You know, it's been a while since we've had an interview. Why don't you catch our listeners up on what's going on with Big Bob's Flooring Outlet?
I'd be happy to. Big Bob's, we're playing in the outlet space in the flooring business. We are a full-service flooring outlet store, and we've got locations at about 30 different stores in the country right now. We are actively and aggressively marketing specific territories across the country. I just got back from a secret trip to the Midwest and basically meeting with a bunch of different dealers who are all looking really to sort of add us on as a line extension without contamination of their existing brand. Most of our members have other niches across their current market, whether it be mid to high-end retail, commercial, property management, what have you, and they use our brand and our systems to catch them up on the value play, which we feel is really competitive against today's biggest competitors, including the Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, Lumber Liquidators, Empire, everybody that's really in a larger format and playing in the value space.
You know, that was one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, you know, Lumber Liquidators, obviously they're a publicly traded company. You can look at their success. They're having tremendous success in that positioning of the value play with the word liquidators. We know the word outlet is certainly going to do well as you go through recessionary times. But as we start to see an economic recovery, does it still play as well?
Well, that's a very good question. And we're very mindful of what our competitors are doing. We know how big a brand a company such as Lumber Liquidators has built. And I got to give them credit. Based on our industry and what we could have done as a industry, from the even the big box on down to try to keep that growth to more of a minimum, they've done a tremendous job of advertising, getting their brand into the market, and quite honestly, giving the customers an option to buy value products from them. I think their marketing was genius, honestly. But at the end of the day, there is also a great need for service. And one of the things that Big Bob's has done very successfully in the last few years is to incorporate the service and all of what a customer expects in the higher end stores in a value environment. And in doing so, we really cleaned up our act, Kemp. Our stores look completely different today than they did 10 years ago. And David hates when I use this analogy, but I always say, you know, we sort of started out as the Fred Sanford of the flooring business. We looked more like we were recovering salvage or buying seconds and off goods, and now we've morphed into a full-service flooring outlet with all of the merchandising and marketing elements that are typically available in those larger players that you mentioned. I do believe that people have loosened up their purse strings a little bit and are spending more money today than they were 3-4 years ago when we were in the heart of the recession, but they are still looking, and I believe they are generationally teaching their children to buy with good value. And I don't think that's anything you're going to see diminish in the next couple of decades.
Well, let's take this conversation one step further because, you know, when you walk into an outlet, some people would think you're going to see rolls of carpet leaning up against the walls and you're going to have pallets on the floor. And then when you walk into a full service carpet dealer, you've got music playing in the background. You got, let me give you a cookie and some coffee. And you've got these real plush racks. So where do you fit in those two comparisons?
We have decided that it makes the most sense for our model to have upgraded that old look that you started with, which is exactly what we were. We have remnants all over the place on the walls. Yeah. Probably the floor was a little disheveled and the carpets were piled one on top of the other. What we did was we completely changed our merchandising. It's very consumer friendly. Our stores are extremely neat and clean. And I'm going to be glad to show you a picture. I'll send you one of one of our newest showrooms, how it's done. And I think you would agree that you, your wife, your family would probably all use that as an opportunity to shop. Whether you buy from them, that's really up to the store owner and how well their staff is doing and how well they keep their floor and keep their installation quality up and so on. That's really a decision for the store owner, how they operate. But from the merchandising and the marketing aspect of it, I think you'd be very impressed. And I think at the end of the day, the consumer understands that we have Walmart, Target, Costco, Sam's Club, and the list goes on. And these stores have all been growing while Neiman Marcus, Saks, and Nordstrom's are closing stores or consolidating markets because they can't afford the overhead.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, so you've got a meeting coming up. Starts Tuesday, I believe, in Kansas City, and it's your annual convention. Talk about the highlights and what's going on next week.
We're excited. We have just about every member coming. The theme of the convention is the roadmap to success, and we are basically going to talk in great detail about what we're speaking briefly about this morning, which is our systems and what we really developed to repackage our brand and to repackage our model, not only for our new members, but all of our existing members who have begun. I believe 40% of our members now have converted to our new look, our new system, and more are looking to do so very shortly. All of our new stores will be in this new model, and the roadmap to success is the step-by-step or business in a box, if you will, of what Big Bob's has created for the members.
All right. And so this is a 2-day meeting, and do you have any guest speakers? I know you got a golf tournament at the end. Tell us a bit more about it.
We start off with a vendor's evening on Tuesday when people arrive, where we are able to work with each of the vendors, talk to them face-to-face, you know, really give them a chance to sit with and talk to our members when they get into town. And then Wednesday morning, our general session begins. That goes all day Wednesday. We have fun and food on Wednesday evening, of course. Thursday, we have our owners meeting, and we're wrapping up our convention, and then we are ending this year's convention for the first time in history with a golf tournament, and I'm happy to say that we've got quite a few people staying to play. We used to have our meeting starting on Thursday evenings and ending on Saturdays, right, and we've decided now to put that in the middle of the week, which seems to have been very well received by both the members and the vendors.
Now, also, you know, part of the shtick, if you will, of Big Bob's Flooring Outlet has always been David Eklar's humorous advertising. Are you continuing to do some of those great ads?
We are. And, you know, the idea behind the advertising has always been the same. You know, when you don't have the maximum dollars to spend in a market, you've got to make sure you have residual effect from your ads. We've tried to play in a space where it's a little bit edgy, a little bit humorous, and certainly not vanilla. I will tell you that with the change of the systems and the change of our carrying going from carpet to vinyl to now all categories, you know, LVT, laminate, hardwood, ceramic, cork, I mean, what have you, we're carrying the gamut. Plus, our special order departments have increased to include much higher end products than we used to carry. For the person who can't find it in our inventory, our ads really had to match that, be more driven towards the female consumer. And I think David's done a really good job stepping back and allowing that to happen. And still being the figurehead in all the advertising, it's still edgy and humorous, yeah, but it's really designed for the female consumer.
How do you think 14 is going to be from a business perspective?
Well, if it's indicative of these first 5 months of business that we've seen reported, it's going to be awesome. We have mostly double-digit growth in just about every market that we're in. There still are one or two pockets that are a little bit slower coming out of the ground, but, you know, a recession has effects differently in different regions. I can tell you, I live in Florida, and I'm working on putting locations down in this market where currently we don't have any. And the explosion of building remodeling has been so unbelievable. And every dealer I've talked to, because I've been here a couple years, last year at this time in June, there was literally no business to be had when the snowbirds went home. Now, the business has not let up since the season began in November or so. The dealers here are reporting being busier in June than they ever possibly imagined. And I think it's just a result as things loosen up. Markets recovering, a lot of building going on, and I think it's happening in a lot of markets. The northern markets take a little longer to recover. New England, where Vinny is currently doing business in the 5 stores he's opened, you know, always comes out of a recession last, but I see signs of recovery everywhere, and I think that 2014 is going to be a banner year for most floor covering dealers.
You know, I got to mention, if Vinny Verga and Aaron Perner are buying into this, then it's got to be a well-thought-out business model, because those are two very well-known professionals in the retail business and floor covering.
Yeah, very well-respected. I mean, Kenny Weisbacher, Brad Milner, Scott Appel, Tom Garvey. I mean, the list goes on of really great businessmen, great business minds that all think alike. They're smart, Kemp. I used to say this 12, 13 years ago when people were asking me why I opened a Big Bob store, because I started in an independent store, a family business. And I said, well, I looked at it this way. I had Parents Flooring America, which did my middle to high end. I had Big Bob's, which covered my entry level cash and carry up to the value play. And then I had All Star Flooring, which did all of our bid work. It did negotiated contract work. It did new construction. And there were 3 different niches. Yeah, and then they were all within 7 miles of me. I figured you're buying from me, me, or me. And so what's happening is you're seeing these businessmen, they're looking to develop and appeal to different markets, different consumer types. And they feel that when you look in the value space, Big Bob's is certainly the best choice. I call it the healthy alternative to any other model that's out there, but we don't claim to be everything to everybody. What other groups do, they do very well, and we feel we're the most competitive advantage in this space.
Okay, Scott. Well, it's great to talk to you. Good luck with your meeting next week. You've been talking to Scott Perrin, who's president of Big Box Flooring Outlet, a national franchise chain, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.